Acts chapter 11. Now, we read in Acts chapter 10 how Cornelius, the Gentile Roman centurion, heard the gospel and was baptized. And this was a radical thing for the Jewish Christians, because they had really thought that only the Jews could hear the gospel. So the apostles and the other believers all over Judea heard this news that the Gentiles had also accepted the word of God. When Peter came up to Jerusalem, the circumcision party, that's the group of Christians who believe that Gentiles must be circumcised if they got baptized, they confronted him. They said, "You went in to eat in the house of uncircumcised Gentiles." Of course, the Old Testament didn't say you couldn't do that. That was just part of their tradition. So Peter completely explained everything from the very beginning. He said, "I was praying in the city of Joppa, and whilst praying, I had a vision from God. I saw a large sheet coming down to me by its four corners from heaven, and it came even to me. Inside, I saw unclean animals and wild birds. And then I heard a voice telling me, 'Rise, Peter, kill and eat.' But I said, 'Not so, Lord. No unclean food has ever come into my mouth.' But again, the voice from heaven said to me, 'Do not consider what God has made clean to be unclean.' This happened three times, and then the whole vision was taken up into heaven. And then three men came to the house where I was staying. They had been sent to me from Caesarea. And the Spirit told me to go with them without doubting anything. And six of my fellow brethren from Joppa came with me to Caesarea, and we entered into the house of Cornelius. And he told us how he had seen an angel standing in the house who had said to him, 'Send to Joppa for a man called Simon Peter. He will tell you words by which you and your family will be saved.' And when I began to speak to them, preaching the gospel, the Holy Spirit came on them, just as it did upon us at the beginning. And then I recalled what the Lord Jesus had said, that John the Baptist truly baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. So then, it is obvious that God has given those Gentiles the same gift which he gave to us when we also believed in the Lord Jesus. And so who was I then to try to fight against God?" After they heard this, they stopped criticizing him, and instead they praised God, saying, "Therefore God has granted to the Gentiles repentance unto life." So really, that was quite humble when you try to imagine these men who had all their lives thought that Gentiles were unclean. And when they hear this, they say, "Well, praise God, then Gentiles can also believe and be baptized." And God had showed that by giving those Gentiles the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, some of the believers who'd been scattered by the persecution that happened after Stephen had been killed, that's because of what Saul had done, they had gone as far as Phoenicia, over the sea to Cyprus, and up to Antioch, preaching only to the Jews. But there were some other believers, men from Cyprus and Cyrene, who had gone to Antioch and preached the gospel to the Gentiles also, telling them the gospel of the Lord Jesus. And the power of the Lord was with them, and a large number of people had believed and turned to the Lord Jesus. The news about this had reached the church in Jerusalem, and so they sent Barnabas up to Antioch. When Barnabas came, he saw how God had blessed the people who had believed, and he rejoiced because of that and encouraged them to be faithful and true to the Lord with all their hearts, because Barnabas means the son of encouragement, and he was an encourager. Barnabas was a good man, full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, and many more people were added to the Lord. Then Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul. When he found him, he brought him to Antioch, and for one whole year, Barnabas and Saul met with the church in Antioch and developed a large group. And it was at Antioch that the believers were for the first time called Christians. Now about that time, some prophets, that's people who were speaking the word of God, came from Jerusalem to Antioch. One of them was called Agabus, and he stood up, and through the Spirit, he foretold that a great famine was going to come over all the earth. And it did come when Claudius was the emperor. And so the disciples resolved that each of them were going to send whatever they could to help their fellow believers who lived in Judea. And they did this and sent the money to the elders of the church by the hands of Barnabas and Saul. So when they heard the word of God, there's going to be a famine, they believed it, and they thought, well, we must do something about it. If there's going to be a famine in Judea, like in what we'd now call Israel, okay, let's gather up our money and what we can and send it to the Christians there, because they used to be looked after by the temple, by the Jewish synagogue system, but they'd all been probably thrown out of that by now. And so they needed some help. So this is where we can't just hear the message of the Bible and do nothing about it. When you read, for example, that he who believes and is baptized will be saved, we have to actually go and do something. We have to go and actually get physically wet, dip ourselves in the water, be dipped in the water. And this goes on all our lives, that we hear God's word and we do something about it. And finally, it will all come wonderfully true when the Lord Jesus returns to the earth and raises the dead and establishes his kingdom.